welcome to Friday Night Live. I'm your host, Ridiculous Ramblings, Amy Riddick, and our lovely host, Mr. Michael J. from Rabbit and Red Radio.
Yes, that's... Wow. See, you already intro shows better than I... This is why I never... I mean, I don't intro shows. I don't do that because I can't. And I'm just fearful of it. And like I said, I've been doing this. It'll be June will be 15 years. And I just hate like introing segments, shows, anything, because I just sound, I hate the sound of my own voice. I can't stand it. I'm ready to like just smack myself in the skull or something because it just, I hate it.
It is funny. Like I've heard, like, not so much with, like with the podcast, because I have a little more liberation there to control like what I say and my tone and everything. But because I've worked in customer service for so long, there's been a couple of times I've heard my voice like echo back in a phone call. And I'm like, oh my God, is that really what I sound like? Like what?
It's, you know what? It's like our voice is our own worst enemy.
Right, exactly.
You don't like, like, it's like, do I really sound like this? Like, what, like, this is foreign, like, to me. I don't, yeah, I can't stand myself. I can't stand listening to myself. I'm surprised people listen and watch me, because if I had the choice, I wouldn't. I would just turn it off and just be like, no. Now, Ridiculous Ramblings, I watch that, and I listen to it more so, or I watch the videos that, you know, but because you have a pleasant voice, that's just a nice, pleasant, even keel tone, you know, and it like it relaxes me. Like there's times when I'm listening and I'm sitting there and I'm like, yes, I'm like, this is good. I'm like, I feel nice. I feel relaxed. I feel comfortable. I can just do anything. And it's like, I'm just, wow, like so relaxed, so just, and then it ends and I'm like, now I have to wait till Friday for the next one. Wow.
It's actually really funny because like I've never really paid attention to like my speaking voice. Like I knew like how to, you know, how to put the customer service charm and everything on, but never really took into effect like the not just the tone, but like the sound and everything, like how like it all comes out until actually it was when I was new to the dating scene after being, you know, married for so long. And I was on Snapchat and I was talking to this one person and I didn't realize that Snapchat had like a voice note kind of setting on there. So I had done that because I was like in the middle of like 50,000 things. And so I was like, oh, cool. I can send a voice note. So I started sending this person a voice note. And he was like, oh, my God, your voice. He was like, seriously, like, have you ever thought about like doing like extra work where you could just like talk to people or like read to people? He's like, people will pay for that. And I'm like, I'm me. Like, I'm a mom. I was like, my voice is probably the least favorite thing in my household.
Well, you know, no kid likes their parents' voice. It's just that's just the nature of it, you know, but it's like the outside, like the other people, you know, they hear it, like they get it. Like, you're not going to get an accurate, you know, an accurate opinion from children or other family members. I mean, but definitely and the funny thing is I rarely go on Snapchat, and I just realized today that they have a voice function. And I was like, this is weird. I don't really think I want to record my voice for, let's just scrub that and just get rid of it.
See, like, I'm like, so I'm the complete opposite. Like, if I'm talking to somebody, I like, and they don't have to, like, they never had to send voice notes like back and forth all the time, but I liked when they did, because then like in my mind, like when I was reading like what they would send me, I would hear it in their voice. And right. sometimes it just made the message feel different for some reason. But who knows? Maybe that's because I'm a little ridiculous for everything.
Well, you feel that, you know what I mean? Like, you feel like you hear the tone and you feel the emotion, because a lot of the times, like, that doesn't come across in text. And you can say things in text that you might mean one way, but then somebody will read them and it's like, you know, like there's times when I message people or I text people and it's like I say something and I'm thinking that it's the funniest thing ever and I get nothing,
right?
And I'm like, well, they obviously didn't take that the right way. And if I would have just picked up the phone and called them and, you know, said it, then they would have gotten it. But otherwise, you know.
Yeah, it's funny how you lose like that little bit just in not translation from the words that you're trying to say, but just the tone behind it, like your inflection and everything. Because that's happened to me a couple of times where I'll send a message, because who really answers their phone anymore and talks on the phone?
Right.
Very few people do. I still enjoy talking on the phone. But like I'll send like a quick message and they'll be like, wait, are you mad? And I'm like, no, I'm not mad. I'm like being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. Ugh, this is where it loses that. And I think that's where a lot of like the Facebook warriors come from, because they don't get that through a message, yeah, like a response to a comment or leaving a comment on something.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to put like parentheses around like certain things, so you can like write how they're supposed to take it.
Right.
And be like, you know,
kind of like old school sarcasm. Or like, what was it? AOL's Messenger. Like when you were on that, when you would be like doing something, you would put like the little stars, yeah, and be like sighs sarcastically or something like that. It's like, mm-hmm, we need to revert, mm-hmm, back to like early 2000s technology with, right, messaging.
Yeah. Just bring it back. Wait. Okay, so, all right, so Messenger isn't around anymore. No. I guess they got, okay, so why are there still AOL addresses but no Messenger? That makes no sense. Like, mm-hmm, get rid of all of it. Wipe it all out.
Right.
Don't just, you know, don't take away, because Messenger is like the best part of it was the best part of AOL.
Right.
Bring it back. We don't, you know, if you want to, you know, just if you want to get rid of Messenger, take, you know, get rid of the AOL as well. Mm-hmm. We don't need it. I don't know anyone that little still yellow has an AOL.
At the
address.
End of the day, was the highlight of my life, you know, when I was a teenager. Yeah. And knowing, yeah, that like all of that is gone now is really sad.
Yeah, it's depressing. It's just like it makes you feel old. Like you just feel so old. Mm-hmm. Like
in my day, the internet came on a CD.
Yeah, that's right. And you had like 700 hours on that CD.
Right.
If I remember correctly.
Time to burn.
Yeah, right.
Oh, right? My gosh.
And then there was Napster and mm-hmm, LimeWire and all that other stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where it would take you like 2 days to download a song. Well, maybe not 2 days. That's exaggerating, but you know.
Oh yeah, like no, that. It took forever. My favorite thing that I would do is I don't know if I say this or not. I would go to the library and I would get, mm-hmm, a CD, and then I would just upload, mm-hmm, it to my iTunes. And then, yeah, I would just pick my little songs from there, because I'm like, like you said, it took forever if you use LimeWire or Napster to get a song to download. So I was like, I only really want like one or two songs off of here, and I have something I want to do, so I want to be able to put that on repeat. So I would just go down there, because the library was like 5 seconds from my house. So I would just walk over there, grab my CDs, go home, upload them, then walk them right back over. And I'm like, the kids, mm-hmm, these days do not understand the struggle. It was not just a click and everything's instantly at your fingertips.
Yeah. Kids today are so spoiled with, mm-hmm, with how they get things. It's like everything is just right there. It's like, yep, we had to work for it.
Oh, yeah.
You just have it handed to, mm-hmm, you. It's horrible.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm guilty. Oh, gosh. But I kind of feel like I was a little spoiled growing up. I was probably only, I would say, more than a handful of my friends that we had our own TVs in our bedrooms. And we had our, like, our own little game systems and everything in our bedroom. They're like, you've got your own TV. If we want to watch TV, we've got to go downstairs and sit with our parents. And I'm like, oh.
Right. And then you have to watch whatever they're watching. How
exactly.
fun is that? Nobody wants to watch what their parents watch on TV. I mean, well,
except Star Trek. Like, I like watching that.
Well, yeah. Well, that, you know, Star Trek is. But, like, my parents wouldn't have been into Star Trek. Like, geez, no, they wouldn't have. They would have been like, no, you're. It was tough enough for me to, like, try to watch, like, Star Wars in front of. They'd be like, what? Hairy person? Well, who? I don't get it. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay. You don't have to understand.
You don't. Just don't talk during the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I hated that too. It's like, shut up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you, when I walk by this room and you're watching TV, you're quiet. But as soon as I'm watching something, it's shut up. Mm-hmm.
Who's this person? Oh, what? Why are they doing that? That's I was watching. I had started watching Glee, and Glee came out. I was much older when Glee came out, but I really enjoyed watching it. And I remember I was watching it one time, and my mom and dad were there, and she's like, "Oh, who's that person? Oh, why are they? Wait, I don't like this song." And I'm like, "Mom, nobody asked. Like, just." It's a show.
You know, it's like the parents, like, needed TV. Like, my parents had a TV in their bedroom, so they would sometimes just go in their bedroom then and watch TV. And I was like, yes, good. I don't have to see you. I don't have to hear you. And, you know, it's like, it's peace. It's peace. It's like, yes.
Also, like, did it, like, take you guys, like, almost 2 hours to watch, like, a 30-minute show?
Well, yeah, I mean, especially, like, yeah, because we would record everything like back in the day. Like there were a lot of different, like, TV shows that we would watch. So there'd be a VCR on one TV, and we'd record one thing. So we would fill up, like, two VHS tapes full of, like, TV. So if we're trying to watch something back, it's like, yeah, we can fast forward through the commercials, but every time somebody has to make a comment about something, you got to pause, you got to rewind. Gotta go back. I'm like, the show is 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you fast forward through the commercials, it should only take us like 25. Mm-hmm. It's taking us an hour and 15 minutes. we should have gotten through two of these already. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Stop it. Please.
My favorite thing is, like, we would, like, if we were getting ready to go somewhere and something was coming on that my parents wanted to watch. Was watching my mom, like, stand in front of the TV with her little clicker, and she's like, okay. And then she'd be like pressing a button on the VCR, and she's like, okay, nobody touch anything. I don't want to miss this. I'm like, literally no one is going to be here but the cat. I was like, I think your VCR is okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you ever have VCR Plus? Yes. Like that thing that you would put the codes in? But did you notice, like, sometimes when you put those codes in, it cut off, like, the last 5 minutes of a show, or, you know, like, the last few minutes would get cut off? I would hate that. So it's like you would automatically have to go in and extend it by, like, 30 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever, just to make sure that you caught the whole thing. I learned that the hard way because I was watching something, and I remember, I forget what show it was, but the thing cut off and there was like 5 minutes left. And I'm like, that's the best part of the show that we just missed. So now
that happened to
every time
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, the season finale. And my mom lost her shit over that. She was like, no,
Not surprised. Yeah. And it's always, and it's not like it's never on the shows that we don't care about. It's always on something that you really want to see, that's really important. And it's like, damn it.
And you know what's funny? I think my mom and dad actually still have some VHS tapes. And it is probably Dr. Quinn or Stargate. They were big Stargate fans. Or one of the many Star Treks that came out.
Yeah. It was I lost track of all the Star Treks. But yeah, there was a lot of them. I know that. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen a good bit. I know like Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Enterprise. I haven't watched like any of like the newest ones that are like now on Paramount Plus, whatever. Discovery, I never watched that one.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of those ones. Sean tried watching a couple of them. He was like, I miss the old school. He goes, I just can't get into this one.
Oh, well, yeah, that original with William Shatner. I mean, that is just, that's always going to be the best. No doubt. Just
right.
I love it. Just like the original Batman from the 60s. Oh. For some reason that Cesar Romero as the Joker. I've said this on numerous podcasts. He still scares the shit out of me.
He did was when scary. I was a kid.
Well, you know, I've said this before on a show, but I'll say it here because this is a different audience. And so when I was a kid, you know, I used to watch like the Batman because they played on the Family Channel and all that stuff over the years. I had a dream one night, and it's a sick dream, I guess, that you would think that I have. But I remember I'm laying in bed and I wake up and Cesar Romero Joker is standing in the doorway to my bedroom, pointing and laughing at me. And I try to scream and I can't because he slit my throat.
Oh my God.
So blood is pouring out of my throat and I'm like, ah, 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 ah. And he's laughing and, you know, pointing at me. And I'm just,
oh my God. Whew. I would be nightmare traumatized. Fuel. Like, yeah. He was your sleep paralysis demon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God. That's seriously insane.
I mean, here, you know, as we're talking, I'm gonna try to look something up and pull something out because I found almost a pose of what he looks like in a Google search.
Ooh, okay.
And I showed it on another show before, like a few years ago. Let me see if I can still find the same thing because this is like that way you can. So you can see my fear.
Gosh, he was really creepy. There is a podcast that Sean listens to. It's called The Ralph Report. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not.
His name is I've Ralph heard Garman. Of it. Yes.
You like?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has all the Batman stuff. Like he has all of the Batman memorabilia. Like it's really cool. He actually did I don't know, was it Antiques Roadshow or some other kind of like trade show? And he actually did trade something from his collection to somebody else for something that he didn't have. It was like a duplicate or something that Ralph had. But when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, he completely redid his studio too. Cause before he had everything out like in display cases and it was all just like, there was this little tiny table that they would broadcast from. And then it was just like Batman blew up like all over the studio, but they just redid it recently. So you can still see some of the stuff, but not as much of it. But I was like, oh my gosh, I can't remember if he had a couple of Joker things in there, but mostly it was Adam West centered. But yeah. Oh man, Adam West. Yeah.
He was great. This is it. I don't know. Oh wait, it didn't. Oh, it doesn't just pop up. I have to add it. Here we go. Oh,
okay.
This is, if you can hear, let me spotlight it.
Oh my gosh.
So then that way I'll hit it. There. So if you see, that's like how he looked as I was like bleeding out and he's like laughing and pointing at me.
Oh my gosh.
Scared, like just, it's, ooh. I mean, just
yeah, I would be terrified. Which I have a fear of clowns anyways. So like Joker's my least favorite character.
See, and that's the thing. As much as he scares me, the Joker is my favorite Batman villain. I just, I am drawn to him probably because of the trauma.
You trauma bonded.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's a trauma bond. And that, you know.
That's funny. I've never been a fan of clowns. Like, that's always just been one of my things. That and heights are my two top fears. But my biggest thing that I was terrified as a child was gremlins. I was terrified of gremlins as a kid. Like, I didn't watch it up until I was an adult the first time that I watched Gremlins. And even then I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I know, like, Gizmo is cute, but you get that stripe in there and all the, oh, those, they are just, yeah, they'll, you know, and I mean, what they did to that, I forget her name, the old woman that was on the stair thing that shot out of the,
oh, yeah, they were horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's funny too because, like, I feel like stuff now, it's scary, but it's more like jump scare. Our stuff was kind of the 80s were 90s were a little fucked up. They were more psychological scared. So it wasn't just a like scary face. They legit could just make you feel that fear. And then it was something horrific that you had to look at too. Like with Child's Play. I remember we lived in Tennessee when that came out. And they had this little tiny video store there. And I was only 4 when we lived down there. So my dad and I had went and they had a little popcorn machine in there. And I got some popcorn and I was just chilling, walking around. And they had a little TV that was playing a clip from that. And of course I saw a doll. So being 4 years old, I'm like, oh, cool. Let's watch this. And then, like, when he came out and his face was all jacked up, oh, my God, I screamed so loud. My dad was like, what is going on? And the guy from the video store felt so bad. He's like, here, you guys have some more popcorn. And he gave us, like, 4 bags of popcorn. And I'm like, they don't make scary stuff like that anymore.
No, they don't. And even, like, the more recent Chucky movies, I mean, they're not, it's not the same. And even the Chucky series, like, it's still, it's not, it's not that it's necessarily bad, but it's not, it's just not the same. They, you know, it's like, you can only capture that, like, once. If you try to, like, replicate it, you can't do it.
Like, Freddy Krueger and, you know, like, Michael Myers, all of those things, even though they've tried to revive that, like, now, here in the future, it just doesn't hit the same. And I wonder too if it's because there's so much already out there in the world that's already so scary and so traumatizing to kids.
Yeah.
That's why it was so scary to us because there was nothing like that when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just whatever. Like these kids are unfazed by that. But maybe it's because we do live in such a digital world now where they are exposed to so much stuff earlier that we didn't see any of that stuff. Like they didn't put that stuff on the news. You didn't hear that stuff on the radio. Like you didn't see it out in public. So maybe that's why. Maybe everyone's more desensitized now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the world is a totally different place. You know, I think it's definitely not like, you know, that's the thing. Like you're never going to get like the 80s back. And when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was grow up. But now that, you know, it's like now you're an adult and you're adulting or whatever. It's like you want to be a kid. You want to go back to that because that was familiar. That was just a great time. And we don't have it.
And that's, we don't have it. When you said that, it's funny because last week I was on my way out and I forgot my phone. And I was like, oh my God, I can't not have my phone. Like that's, I have to go back and get it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, remember when we could leave the house and we didn't need a cell phone, we didn't need a pager, anything? Like, you just went out and you were just out there.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to keep checking in on social media. You didn't have everybody texting you. You didn't have anybody calling you. You could just go out and just have a true experience and a true adventure. And now it's like, everything has to be posted. Everything has to be recorded and tweeted and whatever they have out there now. So that, you know, it's not cool to share some things, but like my thoughts is like when you go to like concerts or things like that, it's nice to share pictures and show different things like that, but be in that moment, like put that stuff down. Like, and it kind of made me sad that I panicked so much that I didn't have my phone. And I'm like, God, I remember being a kid and like when my mom and dad would leave to go to do something, we're just like, peace, deuces.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have that. And we didn't have that fear back then either, too, that everybody has now, too. So I don't know. It's just weird. I do miss being a kid.
You know what? All we have to do is get a DeLorean and a flux capacitor, and then we can just go right back and... Oh, yeah, that's right. I said that. Yeah, that it made me think of that because when I first... Oh, I didn't show you. I'll have to show you. Because, like, okay, so how we're broadcasting now, like, my setup is I see basically the screen that we're on. Mm-hmm. But I can flip a switch and it would double us.
Oh.
Because it would show, like, let's say I were to add like a banner or like a picture or a video, it would show like the change on the screen before it actually happened. So you could, you know, so I could see what it looks like.
Oh, wow.
You know, before it happens. And so it's like present us and future us. And it's like, I did that for like, maybe a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I can't do this because it's disorienting. It's freaking me out because it's like present, future. There's no past. There's present. There's future. What? And you know, it's like, I'd see one thing over here. Then I'd see something over there. And it's like, I can't. Nope. Nope. So yeah, I don't have that thing toggled on because it's too freaky.
Yeah, they had one was on one was on Snapchat and then one was on TikTok where it was a age filter. And I remember we were just sitting there and we were like just dicking around with it. And Sean and I took a picture and he was like, "Oh my God." He goes, "I look just like my grandpa." And I'm like, "Well, I didn't get to know your grandpa." He's like, "No." He goes, "That's really weird." And I'm like, it is kind of trippy, like how some people, they're like, "Oh, let's put this filter on." But then it like triggers something like in them, like, oh, like it faces them like to, you know, makes them face their own mortality. I just look at it and I'm like, "Oh, I really should start moisturizing more."
I can't. Like, I can't do that either because it's just, it's scary because you think, like, I look like this and I'm going to look like that. And it's like, no, I can't imagine. Like, you know, not to be a downer, but I got to go, you know, because we're talking about getting older. But, like, Gene Hackman just died the other day. So... Okay, so he's been retired, you know, out of the movie thing for like the last, I think his last movie was Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano in 2004. So he hasn't made a movie since 2004.
Right.
And I mean, I've seen pictures of him over the years and he's looked, you know, I mean, he's looked older, but he's looked decent, I guess. There was a picture from a few weeks ago. I guess he went out to breakfast. And somebody like snapped a picture of him and bad. I mean, like he's 95 or he was 95. looking at that picture from a few weeks ago, I guess it was, it's like you can tell now. Mm-hmm. And it's just, why does that happen? Why do our bodies like do this to us? Just like keep us in one form and just like, why do we have to change and get older? And just, I can't accept it. I can't deal with it. I don't like it. Let's stop it.
And you know, I don't like the fact of, you know, I'm getting more wrinkles. I'm getting gray hair. I've always had aches and pains. Like that's nothing new. I just know that they're going to get worse. I think my biggest thing about aging is dementia. Like, cause I'm at a very high risk for that because it's on both sides of my family. And to me, that is the cruelest part about aging. It's like, how can your mind, and not just your mind, there's so many physical aspects that come along with dementia as well. Like my grandma, my mama that passed away, she'll be gone 2 years. She had Lewy body dementia. So not only did it affect her mind, but like they said, eventually she's going to lose the ability to take care of herself. She's going to lose the ability to walk. And eventually she's basically just going to be like in a vegetative state. And I'm like, sorry, my dog. It's just like, to me, that is just such a cruel thing. Like, and I know this may sound extremely morbid, but I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to have dementia, I hope I just go. Cause I don't want to be that burden to someone. And I don't want them, you know, to be sad. Like, I know I won't know that I'm making them sad, but like it breaks your heart because they just forget so much stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, 100%. That's, you know, it's like that. That is a point where it's like, okay, so I would be like, if I was in that situation and that happened, like, I'd be like, okay, so if I've got to get offed at this point, like that is the time. Like if there's a way that, I mean, I know it's not like legal here, but like right. Switzerland or another country where it's legal, mm-hmm. at that point, you should be able to go there. And if you don't want to go through it, I mean, by all means, let's, you know.
Right. I didn't know that they still did that over there. I know there was like some big like controversy over that.
Well, I heard, what was it? There was a friend of mine was watching some documentary on PBS or something about this guy. I guess he was like 31 years old, and he had like a devastating accident, basically was a quadriplegic, couldn't move. And he told his parents, he said, okay, I'll give you 6 months. But if I don't see any purpose to my life within 6 months, then I'm going to Switzerland and, you know, we're going to just end this. So he got this woman who came in as like a caretaker for him. But, you know, and they became friends and kind of like, you know, the relationship evolved into like, you know, a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. And the thing is, like, he got to a point where he's like, okay, so he still wanted to, you know, end his life because he couldn't give her what she needed, apparently. So he's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. And he ended up, like, I think he was like, I don't know, he had some money or his family had money. He left her like money to finish schooling or something like that. It was a whole thing, but
yeah. I never get the title right. I think it's Me Before You.
Is that what that is?
It was phenomenal.
Movie. Yeah,
but like absolutely heart wrenching at the same time because you can see both sides of the story. Like you can see where she's like, you know, there's still hope. There's still a life that you can lead. But, mm-hmm. you know, in his men, like in his mind, his mentality was like, yeah, I already led that life. I can't lead that anymore because of what happened to me. And I can see that because it is a very, it's not just a physical death that they die. It's like a mental, you know, death for them too, because they know right. what they were capable of and now they're no longer capable mm-hmm. of that. So they're just literally trapped inside of that. Whereas someone right. that's already born, you know, that has, you know, paraplegia, that's all they know. They don't know anything. Yes. They don't know what it's like to, you know, go running or walk with someone or hold their hand or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that movie, at first I was like, no, he should have stayed. That was bullshit. But then like looking at it deeper, I'm like, no, mm-hmm. I get that. Like, I can't say that I wouldn't feel the same way.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. And like, okay, so I can speak on this kind of firsthand. So like, I get it. And like, I call them, okay, so like I call myself a natural cripple because I was born with cerebral palsy, mm. a mild form of it. So like my brain is okay, but like my legs, I can't, I use two quad canes to walk around with. So it's like, I've never had it. So like, I'm okay with like not walking because you know, I didn't know what it was like to begin with. So whatever. So I can kind of get that like these, you know, unnatural cripples, as I call them, just, you know, are more open to just
right.
giving up.
Sorry, I got to take a little drink, wet the whistle a little bit.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's totally fine. Yeah, but that's the, you know, that's the thing. But now I got to watch that movie now. I've heard of it. I just never actually saw it. But yeah, I got to watch it.
I read the book after I watched the movie. And I got to say, they did stay pretty close to the book. Have you ever watched Harry Potter?
I've seen like bits and pieces of a few of them. Okay. I haven't actually like sat down and.
So the kid that plays Neville in the movies mm-hmm. plays in Me Before You. First of all, what a glow up. mm-hmm. He didn't even look like the same kid, but he did a really good job playing her boyfriend. He was a total mm-hmm. D-bag, which kind of was like,
of course,
but, they did a really good job staying pretty close to the book, but they actually did make a second book after that too. I don't remember the name of it, but it follows Louise's life after him. And oh, like,
wow.
I won't say anything because I don't want to spoil anything. But if you do watch the first movie, you should definitely read the second book. Like it's.
I'm surprised they don't make the second book into a movie too.
I kind of am too, because it would be really good. Like it would be really good. There's a lot of like, oh shit moments. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, if you watch it, definitely check out the second book.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going to do that because I think it's I don't know. It's just, you know, I don't know. I'm always for like movies like that for whatever reason. I get into that type of thing. So.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of movies, but like mm-hmm. that one, like it was the big movie of like the year. And I'm like, okay. Kind of feel a little peer pressure, like everybody's talking about this. So I watched it one night when I was home and I was like sobbing uncontrollably in my room. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, that was so sad. But then I was like, okay, now I'm gonna read the book. And then I sobbed reading the book too.
Yeah. See, and it was that's good. The best kind. Yeah, because it's such an emotional release and sometimes it's just so good to let it all out, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's so good.
That's how people like watch sad movies, like to help them cry, like help them release. I'm the opposite. Mm-hmm. I will listen to like, I have a couple of go-to songs that I'm like, I really just need to like let this out, that mm-hmm. I'll turn to those and I will cry. I will rage. I will get it all out. So it's like, it's cool to see how people's process is. Like some people, like I said, they'll read a sad book, they'll watch a sad movie. Me, I'm like, I need music. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, that's my expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's like me too. Like, I'm all over the map where it comes to music. It really just like depends on like my mood for that day, mm-hmm. as to like what I listen to. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's another weird thing. Cause I used to have like all these CDs and collect, you know, and it's now all my stuff, it's all digital. And yep. I'm like, no, it's just, it's not the same. It's easier because you don't got to go like, you know, going to pop a CD and every time you want to hear something right. or whatever.
To hear just make one song.
Yeah, right. Oh, and there's so many CDs that I bought just for one song. And it's like, that's the only song that I listen to. And I never listened to any of the other ones. And I'm like, wow.
You spent, a bit crazy. Like, do you remember the Now That's What I Call Music CDs?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they had some that were like the one hit wonders or like the top songs of like someone's album or whatever. But I always found it like crazy that what everybody found as the number one like top hit off of that CD was probably my least favorite song. And I'm like,
yeah,
you need a second one to release what the actual number one song is on that CD.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's, you know, because it's not what you call as music. It's what they call as music. And that's exactly.
It's whatever gets those numbers up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because it's all numbers. Nobody, you know, that's mm-hmm. all that matters to people. Okay. Numbers and dollar signs, and that's it.
That's right. We're all just a worker bee.
Yeah.
That's one way it. Or another.
Mm-hmm.
Just some of us have more glamorous jobs.
Yes, very true.
Oh,
very true.
You can be like me and have no job. She's always on, guys. Sorry. Sometimes I have to have that, like that sarcasm, that comedic. Yeah.
No, it is. It's just a great release, you know. It's whatever. Hey, whatever helps get you through the day. That's the, you know.
Oh yeah.
That's what you got to do. That's what's important. That's what's important. So I know you said you don't watch many movies. Have you seen any of the Oscar contenders for this weekend? Are you big on that really or not really?
Not really. I can honestly say I have not seen any of the Oscar contenders.
Yeah.
The last movie I went and saw in theaters was the last Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame you because I barely go to the movies myself anymore because, okay, number one, I don't know how much the movie tickets are for you like there, but the theater that I go to, it's like a few minutes from the house. It for me to go to a movie at say any time before 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. for one ticket. It's $16.
Just for the ticket.
Just for one ticket is $16.
Oh my God.
Yes. And that's before 6 o'clock. If it's after 6 o'clock, it goes up to like $18. So I never go after 6 o'clock.
Right.
And the thing is, like, all of these movies, like, they're in theaters for like a week or two, and then they're on streaming anyway.
Exactly.
So it's like, there's no point. There's no reason to go to the movies anymore.
Mm-mm. No. I can make my own popcorn the way I want it. I don't have to wear pants if I don't want to. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, I'd much rather watch it at home.
Yeah. No. It's much more comfortable.
Exactly. We do have one theater here. Mm-hmm. I live in Indiana. It's in Michigan, but it's only about a 30-minute drive. Mm-hmm. It's called Wonderland Theater, and they're like the Costco of movie theaters. They're not fancy. It's very industrial looking inside. It's mm-hmm. pr- pretty well, it's well put together, but it's not fancy. So right. when you go in, like, I think a matinee ticket, they may have worn up a little bit, but I think a matinee ticket is still like $5 or $6. And then their concession is amazing. Like when I took my kids, my mom, myself, and my two oldest kids, because Nora, she's my youngest one. She was way too young to go see that Doctor Strange. All four of us went and we got tickets. We got like the commemorative cups that had the little things on top of it. We got popcorn. Everybody got like snacks, everything. And the whole entire thing, I think I spent maybe $50.
Wow.
I'm like, you can't even go to a theater here and get that.
Wow. Yeah, I know because that's see, I wish I don't know what's wrong with Pennsylvania. I mean, it's horrible. I don't like my state.
I can't even say that there's yeah, I got some issues with Indiana. Like, let's legalize, guys. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I
hear you. It's great for the economy. It's good for the brain.
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, for some people.
Yeah, there are definitely people that should not, you know, partake, but you know. Do. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I, yeah. Like I said, I had never tried it before until way until my adulthood. But now I'm like, Oh, I see now why people do this. Like,
yeah,
I've been on anxiety medication before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on antidepressants before. All the weird side effects. Half of them didn't work. There was one that I tried and I'm pretty even keltered.
Mm-hmm.
But this, and I think it was, it started with the E. I can't remember now. But it was the generic for Lexapro. Mm-hmm. It was the lowest dose that they could put somebody on. And they're like, we'll try this one since the other one didn't work. Oh my God. I felt like I went from Gizmo to Stripe. Like, I was such a bitch. Like, I am not like this. I am not used to feeling like this. I was just like this irritated, like jumbled up, like mess of emotions and nerves and like every little thing. I told my sister, I was like, even myself breathing, I was like, bitch, you're getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like I don't really smoke. I've only tried it one time, but like I pop an edible. I am.
Oh yeah. Like, no, that's what right. Yeah. Yeah, and that same here because I did the smoking once too and the thing is I can't because I just cough. I remember I was coughing the entire night. It was just like ugh, ugh, and I'm like I can't. Plus it's like I don't want to mess up my lungs. Mm. And then I hear somebody go like, "But it's not cigarette smoke. You're not going to mess up your lungs. Listen, I don't know if you understand, but it's going into your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're messing up your lungs. You may not think so, but you are.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, I can't, it would has to be edible because I can't, I don't want to, you know, do the.
My biggest thing is I was like, well, if it tastes how it smells, I don't think that's going to taste very good. Like, because it kind of smells like you might be licking a skunk or something. Like,
yeah.
But I tried it one, like, I, actually, not too long ago, for the first time. And I was like, yeah, no. I will stick to my little nerd cluster looking edibles and I'll be fine.
Yes. Yes, that is the yeah, because that's exactly the thing. If you like they have oil that you can put like on food or whatever, and just I had one like a brownie or something. That's, I swear, it's like I only had to take like a crumb, literally a crumb, because there was so much oil in the thing that it's like, and it's like I'm sitting there and I'm like gagging, trying to like, because it's like it's like just the oil. It's like, and you know, it was like, but that was it. It was like, wow, I've never felt like this before.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know.
I tried the oil one time. I don't know. I think this was from Colorado, so it was primo.
Primo. Right. Oh yeah. I've heard Colorado's good for that.
Oh my god. Like I bought my stuff from Michigan because that's the closest place I can go get it. The second ones were ones that were made local, but man, that stuff from Colorado, I'm like, you guys are like light years ahead of us over here. Because I took just a little teeny tiny droplet full of that. I mean, we're talking about like that much versus the size of the edible that I take. I was flying. I was like, oh my God, what are they doing different in Colorado that we are not doing here? Because we need to compare notes. So yeah, the oil's nice. It's not bad. My biggest thing is like, I have a weird thing with textures. So like that, like that after feel, that's what gets me. I'm like, ooh, I can't.
Yeah.
But the feeling was really good.
Oh yeah. The feeling just like, you know, you can deal with the texture just to get that, the after effect of, you know, the feeling. But yeah, you're talking about textures, and that's me too. Like there's certain things that I cannot eat. And I think it's mainly because of texture. Like I like Hershey bars with almonds. I love them. So when I was a kid, for like Halloween, I got an Almond Joy and I'm like, ooh, it has almonds in it. So I open it up and I take a bite of it and I'm chewing it and I'm like, this doesn't taste good. And I threw up all over the living room floor because the coconut, I can't do coconut. It's just,
My dad's the same way. He goes, you know, I've never eaten a handful of toenails, but I can imagine this is what it feels like.
Yeah. I'm like, I just know. No. So I was done. And people are trying to say that I'm allergic to coconut. I'm not allergic to coconut. Coconut, you know, when you're allergic to something, I don't think it makes you vomit, but like, I just don't like, it's just disgusting.
It's definitely one of those acquired like textures and tastes. Definitely.
Yeah. That and now like, okay. So we were talking about like the popcorn from the movies. Like I can eat popcorn, but I can't like regular corn. Skeeves me out. Like I can't, even the smell of corn just makes me gag. Like I was at Thanksgiving dinner one time and my cousin's sitting across the table from me and I was like trying to hold it together because there was corn, but it was like at the other end of the table. So they were keeping it away because they knew that the smell just, so my cousin decided to be funny and he picked up a kernel and he threw it and it hit me in the head. I almost died.
Oh my God.
I almost lost my shit right at the table because I'm just like, this is nope.
That's how people end up in the emergency room on Thanksgiving because somebody threw a piece of corn at them and they jabbed them with the fork.
Hey, if I could get to the knife fast enough for the fork or whatever, you got it. You got it.
Like, so why don't you guys get together for Thanksgiving anymore? Corn. Not the K-O-R-N, but the C-O-R-N.
And not a lie, I don't think, I haven't seen him on Thanksgiving since. And I was in my, I was probably in my 30s at that time when that happened.
hey, some things are just, that's too far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I like corn. My one vegetable I do not like, is cauliflower. I don't know why. Like, I will eat, like, literally any other vegetable. Like, I like lima beans, for God's sake. But cauliflower, no, I'm sorry. Just can't.
Yeah, I don't, like, what is it? Like, I mean.
It's a punishment.
It's not a flower. Yeah, I mean, it's not like, it, and it isn't, a, and they call it, a like, a cauliflower. It's not a flower. Mm-mm. I don't.
No.
It's far from a flower. Like, we. Weird. I don't get it.
Like, the only way I can tolerate anything cauliflower is I do like a cauliflower crust for a pizza, because you really can't tell. But, like, this mashed cauliflower and cauliflower rice bullshit that they're trying to do. I mean, if you like it, great. I'm glad that works for you, but I shall not be partaking of it because the texture of it is.
They get a cauliflower and they met. Ooh. Oh.
They boil it till it's soft enough and then they turn it into potatoes.
See, that's the ew. Because when it's hard, I don't want to eat it. Mm-hmm. If I don't want to eat it when it's hard, I definitely don't want to eat it when it's soft.
Right.
So, you know, it's not going to work.
And you know the, like, the Midwest or even the Southern way to get it out there is, well, why don't you try putting some cheese on it? That's not going to make it better. That's bad for the cheese. You're trying to make me hate cheese too?
I think. Well, see, and that's, you know what? We've gone down a food rabbit hole, but now you bring up cheese, and now this is really messed up. When I was, okay, so. I was a very picky eater when I was younger. When I was younger, I would only eat fast food. That was all that I would eat from, like, the age of, like 4 to, I think, I finally started, like, expanding my horizons a bit when I was in my teens. Mm-hmm. And even then, I didn't, you know. But, like, so, but even when I would eat the fast food, I wouldn't have cheeseburgers. I wouldn't, because I didn't like cheese. So then when I got into my teenage years, I kind of adapted to cheese and I started eating cheese and I was like, okay with cheese. But then for some reason I got like something, I think it was probably a cheeseburger. And the thing is they slathered the patty with cheese and it was all melted and it just disgusted me. So ever since then, I haven't had like cheese, but I will eat pizza with the cheese, and I'll even have white pizza and there won't be a problem. Like I can just eat it, but like a cheeseburger, I can't, like if it has like a sausage, egg and cheese, I can't, like, it's just disgusting. I can't, I don't know why, but I can't do it. Like, it's like I didn't have cheese, then I had cheese, now I don't have cheese. It's like I don't. Makes no sense.
I like cheese in certain applications. Like, I like cheese by itself, like a cheese platter. I like pizza, on tacos and stuff, but I don't know, like, with sandwiches and like burgers, I don't like cheese on it. I don't know if it's like the texture of everything else on it, because it gets weird. Like when you put like sauce and like wet vegetables and stuff on it, it changes like its structure. And it's a no. Like I won't eat it if it's got cheese on it.
Yeah, and yeah, that's like even like if you put lettuce on it, like again, you have to eat it right then because you cannot reheat it with the lettuce because that just. just the thought of it is it's killing me now.
Well, that's like when grilled salads were the big thing. I'm like, who thought this nice, cold, refreshing salad would taste really great if it was warm and slimy?
Hold on. I never knew that that was a thing. Is that an Indiana thing or is that just...
That was like a big thing. Like in, like, so I used to be addicted to Food Network. So I would watch like all of like the cooking shows. And that was a big thing, was like grilled radicchio salads or like charred something. Ooh. And it's like, they literally would take the leaves of the lettuce and they would either cook it in a pan or they would literally grill it. Like they'd put it on the grill and wilt it down. And I'm like, in what universe does someone say, you know what would be really good? If we burned this lettuce. Like that would make a fantastic salad. I'm like, it just looked so wet and so mushy. And I'm like, God, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know why. That shouldn't be a thing. I'm glad that it's, well, so is it still a thing or is it just, or is
every once in a while you'll see a restaurant that has like a warm salad and I'm like, yeah, you can keep your warm salad. That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I can't. No. That's just wrong.
I like my salad.
Like I've yeah, that's the point. You know what I mean? It's like if you're eating it like mushy like that, I feel like do you think I don't have like teeth and I need to like, you know, like just why don't you just give me a straw and let me try to suck it up? Like drinkable salad, is that next? Like are you going to like puree the lettuce and just let me drink it? You know, like
oh God, could you imagine somebody be like, hey, I'd like a Cobb salad, but put it in a blender. Oh. It would just look like the grossest, like, brown chunk. No.
Oh.
Some things do not translate into smoothies.
No.
Oh, my God.
Nope. Just keep it away. Mm. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That is literally,
As I thought I wanted to try fish cakes. Because I kept seeing, like, all these videos, like, where these people were eating like their Asian inspired food and they're like, ooh, yum, fish cakes. And I'm like, I wonder what it like, does it just taste like fish? Like what? And it's really weird. Have you ever had tofu?
I don't think I've had like tofu by itself. I eat a lot of like plant based stuff, so I'm sure it has tofu in it.
So
but
like
I haven't had like just tofu.
So like that kind of like firm, eggy kind of texture.
Mm-hmm.
It's that texture. But it's like if you took all the fish that you could find and they had been sitting out for a while.
Oh.
You made them into a paste and then made them into a little kind of like floppy omelet thing. It was so bad. But again, if everybody else enjoys it, that's great. But it was not for me. I was like, it smells like fish food. Like the fish flakes.
Yeah.
That's how it tasted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never eating fish flakes, but I'm pretty sure that's pretty close.
Yeah, but that reminds me that, okay, so I just got it. Well, I eat like, so I've just gotten into seafood over the last few years. So I had, I learned a lesson that they have crab legs that are real. But then they have like imitation crab legs. So someone had picked up what they thought was crab legs. So they give me the crab legs and they tell me like how to, you know, make them and all that stuff. So it comes in like this plastic container, you know, with the label on it that says, you know, how much it weighs, all that stuff, price. So I open the, cause I go to like put it on the, you know, in a pan to like cook it up. And I open the container and it just smells like fish. It's just like fish. And I'm like, I don't think that crab legs are supposed to, I mean, I get it. It's seafood, but this is fish. So then, like, I take the lid off, and I'm like, that's fish. So then I put it in the pan. I turn, you know, I heat it up, and it's going, and it's cooking. And so then I go, and I, like, put it on the plate. I'm sitting with it. And I, like, okay, so I go to take a bite, and it's like...
One of these things is not like this the other.
This is warmed because I didn't, you know, with the crab legs, I didn't like bake them. I just like heated them up a little bit. So it's just like, and that was my first time having supposed crab legs. So I'm like, this is rubber fish. Blech.
Oh my God.
Rubber fish. So finally, I found out from my cousin that he's like, yeah, the person thought that they were real.
Oh, no.
But he's like, they weren't real. They were labeled as real, I think, but they weren't real. They were imitation. And it was like, yeah, so he's like, yeah, you got to get some, you know. And this was the same cousin that had pelted me with the corn years before at Thanksgiving. So
was that his revenge?
Well, I mean, but yeah, but I'm just like, it's just too rubbery, like just impossible. Very impossible.
Ooh, man, these allergies. Like I said, we've had wind gusts have been like up to and over 50 miles an hour here today. And I have just been snot ball all day today. It's so gross. Yeah, I don't know like what weather pattern has happened around here, but like we had a big limb that fell in our backyard. Our neighbor, like they had something almost hit their car, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was laughing. Mm-hmm. So this is just how I am. This is how my brain works. I walked outside and like it just instantly like whipped my hair everywhere. And I texted my one girlfriend. I was like, this wind is so strong. I walked outside and felt like Pocahontas. I wanted to paint with all the colors of the wind. Mm-hmm. She's like, God, you're so stupid. I was like, great. I did this game to me. That's what it's like being in my circle.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Man.
This was I'll be honest with you, this turned out even better than I thought it would.
I know, like I'm not, you know, half as nervous as I thought I was gonna be.
No, because well, and the thing is like, okay, so I'm normally like very shy around people that I don't know. So the fact that I can like talk to you like this and not like like feel like I'm like just like clamming up and not being able to say anything, it's like I feel like loose and fun and fancy free. I don't but yeah, this is wow.
I had a very good time. I look forward to our next episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think this I think this will be good. I definitely think this will be good. Was there anything else that you could think to, you know?
Not off the top of my head. I think that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then I guess we'll see everybody. I don't know. You probably, you know what? I'm going to let you close out the show because I don't trust myself to do it. Because I can't intro anything. I can't close anything. Or you can close it because I can't close it. So I'll hit the outro, but I'll wait. I'll let you close it.
All right.
We'll hit the outro. So that's.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us tonight for our first episode of Friday Night Live. I hope that everyone has a great rest of your weekend. And yeah, I think that's everything. So ta-ta for now. Until next time, we love you. Bye.